So I'm going to go ahead and call the May 26th meeting to order of the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees. To begin, I'm going to request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Joel, roll call.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay. All right, minutes from May 12th. I think everybody had a chance to take a look at those. Joel got those out right away. Thank you, Joel. Bo, did you have any questions on the minutes?
No, I didn't. I can move to approve the minutes from the May 12th, 2020 meeting.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, Joel, fiscal officer report.
In your pile, in your email, you received fund status report, deposit report, and payment listing since last meeting. Fund status report, $596,567.57 in our Star Ohio, $230,190.02 in our checking account. And we have payments, warrants 18681 through 18691, totaling $24,456.37. And then deposits totaling $3,825.42.
Very good. I move that financial reports be accepted as read.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Good, thank you, Joel. Let's see. I don't think the chief is on. Let me see here. No, I don't see the chief on. We'll come back to him if he does join us. All right. Mike is not here. Let's see. It doesn't look like Linda has joined us at this point. Okay. All right. Kevin, maintenance department report.
Man, I like it this way. Just a couple things for tonight. We're still doing work at the cemetery. We're going to start leveling down some graves that are a year old and get grass seed into them yet this week. And we have, I believe it's four foundations we got to put in. So we're going to try to get them in hopefully this week, depending on what that weather does tomorrow. But other than that, the cemetery's doing pretty good. I have nothing as far as from the contractor as far as any estimated pricing yet until we decide what we'll do off of that and whether we're going to go to bid or not. We had an issue with the big road mowing tractor this morning. It appears at this point from everything I could find, it looks like that clutch may have went back out in it. I have Bay Tractor scheduled for in the morning. They're coming out to look at it, which I'm not real sure on what they give us for warranty on it when they did that work last fall, but it should be covered under warranty if it is anything, but I will advise you if something would change on that. Other than that, that's about all I got.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kevin. Any questions for Kevin?
No, Kevin, I would hope that tractor is under warranty, considering we didn't get it back until the fall, and it didn't get used over the winter. So it's got very little time on it. So if I hope that they cover that if it is the clutch going out in it again.
That's what it appears like. You know, he was using it this morning, and the pedal went all the way to the floor. It's like it stuck in, like a pressure plate or something went bad in it.
Yeah.
Chased all the cables and everything down. Nothing seemed like it came loose, and the cables weren't broke that we could tell. So hopefully it is. The only hours we really put on it is we've done a half a round so far, and we did all that pumping for the conservancy back during the winter and early spring. So I think we should be good on it.
Okay.
All right, very good. Okay, trustee reports.
Going away when I get down there.
I'm sorry, what was that, Mark?
Trustee reports. So the cemetery, the hearing was May 14th. I have not heard back from the county yet.
You know, I was going to ask, I'm sorry, I was going to ask you about that because I kept getting invited to the Zoom meeting for that. Like, they kept sending me reminders and it would show up in my Outlook. And every time I went to go on it, I couldn't get on it. I think we were able to sit in on it and listen.
Yes.
But I could, were you able to get in on it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was in on it.
And what did, how'd it go?
It went, actually, it went well. Kevin was on with me. We explained how we wanted the second curb cut so that we could have a one-way traffic flow.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, we didn't realize you were trying to do a one-way traffic flow. Well, technically, if you're going to do one-way, a curb cut going in is only half a drive, and a curb cut going out is the other half of your drive. So we are expecting a we're hopeful that it will be a positive outcome.
Okay.
That they will approve our request.
Perfect.
And you know, Kevin explained how that would make things so much simpler and so much safer.
Yeah.
For a traffic flow through the cemetery.
Perfect.
And let's see. Kevin already mentioned he's still waiting to hear on bids.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to hall rental, we'll have to talk about that a little bit, Bo, because I did hear from the Conservancy. They have a meeting scheduled in June, and they are asking if they would be able to use the large hall to be able to spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And maintain distance.
Well, and that was my question was going to be tonight, and we can talk about it now if you want real quick. We have a couple, I know of two hall rentals that have been holding out for the month of June. They are both graduation parties. I talked to Kevin today. With the governor's orders, I know that they are starting to open things back up. Our hall is rated for a fire code, 330 people in there. And at 50%, we'd be about 150 people.
Are they up to 50%, or are they at 25%?
Right? I thought it was 50%. I could be wrong. Was it only 25?
I don't know if the 25 was just pertaining to restaurants. I'm not sure.
Okay, because I know that they're allowing weddings to happen, next week? Up to 300 people. So I got to have an answer tonight on how we're going to proceed with this, if we're going to allow it at 50% or if we're going to just hold off until the end of June. I'm open to the idea of letting the hall be rented out again. If the people are doing, you know, if they're working at a 50% capacity and doing proper social distancing. 50% in there may be a little tight to try and get your social distancing.
Right, right.
So I guess I'm looking to the board on how we want to address this. Just so everybody's clear, both of the residents that are renting the hall are very understanding that if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. One would just like to push it back into July. The other one would probably end up canceling. They end up having it at their house. So it's not. I just need to have an answer for them.
Did they say what the expected attendance to be?
No, I did not get that from them. No.
I mean, my thought is I'd be very comfortable with something at 25%, which takes us to 75 or 85.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I mean, to go to 50%, which is up over 150, that might be a little bit tight trying to maintain a 6-foot distance in a closed building. What are your thoughts?
I'm good with that. If we wanna do 75 to 85 people, and get through the month of June, at least we're starting in the right direction of opening it back up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Kevin, do you want to weigh in on the facilities?
No, I think if we go with that 75 to 80 or whatever, I think we'd be okay. Because with tables and chairs, that cuts down the number on the occupancy.
Right.
But I think we'd be able to distance fine with tables and chairs with the 75. It's just if there's a rental or something, and obviously if I'm off or something, if you could just let Eric know before that so he knows that it has to be thoroughly cleaned after that.
Right.
Because I believe some of the stuff with the governor, I believe we got to wipe down all the tables and chairs after that point, so it's going to take some additional time, but I see no problem doing that.
Very good.
Okay. So you're good with that, Mark, then?
I think that would be relatively safe.
Okay.
I assume the governor is encouraging everyone to mask for the protection of others, but I think... going with 25%, which is 75 to 80,
mm-hmm.
that would be a pretty safe.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll start that, and then we'll revisit at the end of June on where the governor stands. Any new feedback from the governor, and we'll go from there.
Okay. The second item with respect to the hall rental is that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is coming in at the end of the week. On Friday to meet with the Conservancy and to start to take a look at the project segment dikes.
So that's this Friday?
This Friday.
So yeah. What is that, the...
The 29th.
Okay. What time?
I don't have a time yet. I did hear from Chris just a little while ago. She was asking if the Corps of Engineers could help hold their pre-meeting in the hall, and since we're going to go ahead and open the hall up, it would probably be a very small, no more than a half a dozen people. It would just be a place for them to at least start and get organized.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to double check. I know there's nothing in there because we don't have any hall rental.
Okay, I will reach out to Chris after this and let her know. And see if I can get a time. I think from the way she talked, it sounds like it's probably going to be in the morning when they arrive.
Okay.
But I'll try to firm that up. Okay. Kevin, anything? I'm sorry, Dave's not here on Roads and Bridges. Okay. So we'll move on to old business.
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
I didn't know if you noticed. I think the chief is on.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on now. Okay. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, very good. Okay, thank you, chief. I'll tell you what, let's go back up to the fire department report, please.
Okay, everything's going well. We did start training together last week, and everything went really well. No problems, no issues, no concerns. Everyone was glad to get together and do our training together. We did assist on a fire with Allen Clay Joint District. Fortunately, we had no loss of equipment and with our extractor, all worked out well. We've got all of our gear washed up again, and unfortunately, it was a lot of oil again on this fire. But we were glad to be supportive help for them, and it went well. Other than that, we've been supporting our calls okay. Nothing out of the ordinary that I can think of. And that those checks did arrive from Ali Haka, and that was given to the association as instructed. And you know, the association has that now, and they'll take care of working towards that memorial modifications or changes or improvements, I should say.
That's wonderful.
It's really all I got. It's just I'm starting to get the theme that everybody's going to start getting back into training, and that Oregon is still not until June 1st, but I'm glad we started.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I'm open.
I'm good. Thank you, Chief.
Okay, nothing from me. All right, thank you very much, Chief. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to old business. The ditch petition on the Canada, we'll keep that on hold. Lucas County budget cuts. Just wanted to pick up and continue that discussion from previously. I guess one question was, do we want to offer that the Sheriff Department Road Patrols can refuel their vehicles at our tank?
Well, I think at the last meeting, Dave made the comment, I believe, that it was almost would be better if they just ended up, we weren't really getting much of a deal through the fuel at our tank there at the station. And Kevin, you could probably confirm that, but we're not getting a very good discount on gasoline from Shoemaker's, correct? It was almost better. They might be getting a better price going right to the gas station.
No, actually, we're getting a better price if you're just using the station at North Curtis as the base of the price. We've been averaging here about 30 cents or more a gallon less.
Good.
Than what it is at the store presently up there. Most probably, say last summer, we were most probably averaging 15 cents, something like that, difference between the pump price and our price. Okay. But here as of late, we have been at least 30 cents cheaper than what the posted price.
Very good. I think Dave was waiting to hear back on the quantity of fuel that they've been using in the township.
Yeah, I was waiting from Sheriff Tharp.
Okay. Was it you? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Well, we'll hold then until we hear on that. So
yeah.
I'll keep it on the
attack. I may have to reach out to him again because I know with all this COVID stuff going on, he's probably extremely, extremely busy at this point.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep that on the list, sir.
All right, very good. Item three, Drissom Township Unlimited Pickup. We've firmed that up. That'll be June 18th and 19th. I've asked Republic to get me the guidelines so that I can put it out on the website and then push it out via social media. I expect to get that from them shortly, and I'll push the word out to folks.
So we are for sure doing those dates.
Correct.
Okay.
They did confirm that they can support us on those days. They'll have I think they're going to have an extra. I think he may have said two extra trucks each day.
Okay.
In the township to be able to cover all of that.
And we'll have Kevin get that on the board, the marquee out front.
Yes. Yes, yeah, and yeah, I can give Kevin a heads up as soon as I can get the folks from Neon Goldfish to put it up on the website. And Kevin, I'm assuming you want to get that out, what, maybe 5 days ahead of time?
Yeah, at least 5 days ahead of time. Basically, the only thing I got that I'm even going to put on the board would be the food pantry coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay.
But that I can do as long as we don't have to spell out it's a drive-through and everything else. we could both probably get the food pantry on one line and get the unlimited garbage and the website for instructions or rules on there at the same time.
Very good. Okay. The township roof leaking, I think we'll keep that. I think Dave was waiting to hear back on more quotes. Number five is the Otarma renewal for 2020 to 2021. Joel?
Okay. So after checking with, after getting the updates from the various department heads, the adding to some radios and talking to our contact about the brush truck being, you know, we're insuring a brush truck that we're going to be taking out of service and replacing with a new vehicle. Obviously, just wanted to know, should we make that change now or not? What we need to do is notify them later of that change of the brush truck, but we're going to insure the current one we have. And besides the brush truck concern and adding some new radios to the listing of property, all we need to do tonight is approve, or I need a motion to spend the total for our 2020-2021 renewal in the amount of $30,598. We're not... Even adding those radios did not change our premium payment, and then she didn't really know about the brush truck as far as if that would change anything when we do make the switch. I bet it doesn't, but any questions from you guys on that conversation?
Joel, do you want us to approve that amount?
Yeah.
And then just come back, and if it does change, then we go ahead and handle it then?
Yeah, I mean, if it does change when we get that new vehicle, we're going to have to, you know, we don't know what that would be. And she didn't seem like she was too worried about it, so that kind of tells me that maybe there's not an increase in the premium when we make that vehicle change. It's so.
Okay, I move to accept the Otarma 2020 to 2021 insurance. Totaling $30,598.
I will second that.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
I got one thing on that. Is the chief still on, Chief Parcelletti?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, Chief, I'm asking, Joel brought it up, but did we end up getting all of our radios from that grant last year? We have them all in service?
We have them. They're going, should be going in service this week. The final programming happened. And in addition to the nine that we got through the grant, we had picked up several donated from Springfield Township too as well. Okay. But I don't know that it would be necessary to insure those.
Okay. Perfect. It just dawned on me, because I knew we've got them radios. I knew there was a little bit of a hold up on them. I just wanted to make sure we were moving in the right direction.
Yes, sir, we are.
Thank you very much.
According to what I talked to Chief Murray, he should have been picking them up today, in fact.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other old business? Hearing none, I'll move to new business. Nothing on the agenda. Is there any other new business to bring forward tonight? Go ahead.
Sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here looking at some of my notes. The only thing I had was we had talked a little bit about on the old business, talking about the zoning board applicants. Everybody was to start getting a list of things together, what we'd like to see, like qualification-wise or benchmarks that we want these applicants to be at. Are we going to just, at this point, concentrate on the zoning and then later on this year work on the REC and the BZA? Like, are you going to try and mold that all into one, like, universal
application type thing. I guess is what I'm asking.
You know what? Since we don't have any of those folks, we don't have Mike or Linda on. We should bring it up next time. But okay. I'll make sure that's on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay. I don't know if we could do a full, you know, like generic one for all of them because, you know, maybe zoning and BZA because them go together, but the rec is kind of different. You know, it's really not pertaining to the same thing, so we may have to do a separate one for the rec.
Although Mike did say he has a couple of slots that are coming up.
Right. Yeah, next year will be in January, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make sure that's on there next time. All right. Is there any public participation tonight? Hearing none, before adjourning, let me ask, our next scheduled meeting date is June 9th. And at this point, Bo, my thought is I can go ahead and schedule the next two virtual meetings, get them set up and on the website for Zoom, and we can really see how this rolls out with the state of Ohio. What are your thoughts?
I'm fine with that. I'd hate to see a meeting. You know, it seems like we have a few more participants on the Zoom than we do maybe at our in-person meetings. And I would hate to see a meeting get, you know, for some reason it gets, we have extra people show up and we have to adapt. So I say we go ahead and do, you know, if at least the next one, if not the fourth, I'm fine with you.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. All right. I move that we adjourn.
I will second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Settler.
Yes.
Roll call complete.
Now, Mark, that's how you run a meeting.
Like Joel, you have to have a very light agenda.
Yeah, I'm already off. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.